Hello and welcome back to the Old Glory Network, your home for conservative thinking and common sense values. This week we bring to you Thoughts to Ponder, authored by Tim Allen, as well as comments by the great Franklin Graham on the state of our nation. Thank you for tuning in, and remember to never stop fighting for our great flag. Now, here is your host.
America! Wake up, America! It's time for another message of conservative thinking and common sense values. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for Old Glory Network Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, our goal is to make Old Glory great again. Now, the title of my subject today is Tim Allen's Thoughts to Ponder. You know, I got an email the other day from a friend with a list of items to think about. And these items were purported to be from the comedian Tim Allen. Now, I don't know if they actually did or not come from Tim Allen, but I do know that the points he made were spot on. For example, he said, you know, women are upset at Trump's naughty words. But he pointed out they bought 80 million copies of 50 Shades of Grey. Now, that's something to think about, ladies and gentlemen. He said not one feminist has defended Sarah Sanders. It seems they only care about women's rights of liberals. Also, they are not in favor of border walls, and they're not in favor of voter ID. Chelsea Clinton, she got a job working at NBC, fresh out of college, making $900,000 per year. And on top of that, her mother Hillary was flying out all over the country speaking about what? White privilege. And not only that, the liberal Democrats claim to oppose foreign interference in our elections. You know, you remember that story, Russian collusion? Remember that one? And while at the same time they were supporting non-citizens and actual prisoners to vote in our elections. Now, here's one to ponder. President Trump's wall, which admittedly is very expensive, cost less than the Obamacare website. Another thought to ponder. We are only one election away from open borders, socialism, gun confiscation, and full-term abortion. Evil is coming, and it's riding a Democrat horse. Well, how about this thought? They sent more troops and armament to arrest Roger Stone for allegedly lying to the FBI than the Obama-Biden-Hillary team sent to defend Benghazi, where we had people killed. 60 years ago, Venezuela was the fourth-ranked country in the world on the World Economic Freedom Index. Now, where are they today? Well, today, They are 179th. And their citizens are dying of starvation. In other words, it only took 10 years for democratic socialism to destroy this beautiful, thriving country. What is it that they're trying to sell us today? Democratic socialism. Russia donated $0 to the Trump campaign. But you know, they gave $145,600,000 to the Clinton Foundation. But Trump was the one investigated. Now, think about that. Nancy Pelosi invited illegal aliens to the State of the Union speech, while Trump invited victims of illegal aliens. Let that sink in. Bill Clinton, you remember this. He paid $850,000 to Paula Jones to get her to leave him alone. But I don't remember the FBI raiding Clinton's lawyer's office the way they did Trump's. Just let that sink in. I wake up every day grateful that Hillary Clinton is not our president. The same media that told me Hillary had a 95% chance of winning now tells me Trump's approval ratings are low. Wow, let that sink in. And Maxine Waters opposes voter ID laws. She thinks voter ID laws are racist. But you have to have a photo ID to attend her town hall meetings. Let that sink in. Franklin Graham was speaking at the First Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, when he said this. Ladies and gentlemen, time is like a river. You cannot touch the water twice, because the flow that has passed will never pass again. He said America will not come back. He wrote that the American dream ended on November 6, 2012. That was the beginning, ladies and gentlemen, of the second term of Barack Obama. The election of Barack Obama has been the final nail in the coffin for the legacy of the white Christian males who discovered, explored, pioneered, settled, and developed the greatest republic in the history of mankind. A coalition of blacks, Latinos, feminists, gays, government workers, union members, environmental extremists, the media, and Hollywood, uninformed young people, the forever needy, the chronically unemployed, illegal aliens, and other fellow travelers have ended Norman Rockwell's America. You will never again outvote these people. It will take individual acts of defiance and massive displays of civil disobedience to get back the rights that we have allowed them to take away. It will take zealots, not moderates and shy not reach across the aisle to rhinos to right this ship and to restore our beloved country to its former status. People like me are completely politically irrelevant now, and I will probably never again be able to legally comment on or concern myself with the aforementioned coalition which has surrendered our culture, our heritage, and our traditions without a shot being fired. You know, the Cocker Spaniel is off the front porch. The pit bull is in the backyard. The American Constitution has been replaced with Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. And the likes of Chicago shyster David Axelrod, along with international socialist George Soros, have been pulling the strings on their beige puppet and have brought us Act Two of the New World Order. The curtain will come down, but the damage has already been done. The story has been told. Those who come after us will once again have to risk their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to bring back the republic that this generation has timidly frittered away due to white guilt and political correctness. Good day. Now, before we sign off today, we want to remind you that if you are a conservative, certainly you're going to want to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. But if you are not a conservative, then you need to listen. Call your friends and relatives and encourage them to listen, and then discuss the content together. Do your part to keep Old Glory great for your kids and grandkids. And if you love America, then help us keep it. Remember, you can order Kevin Dale Ahart's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, or Amazon. You can order his album called Cowboy's Revenge at Texana Records by texting INFO at krwoodproductions.com or calling area code 512-203-7921. Also, K.R. Wood has some great cowboy music and Western history. Now, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, which is no cost to you, and leave a 5-star review. Visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com. We hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, and happy trails till we meet again next week.